He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.
Virtual world is very busy, so busy that I actually, I don't know if that's part of the reason that I don't get out much. I mean, I know we're not supposed to be getting out much, but I really have not driven further than, more than a mile and a half away from my house in 3 weeks, believe it or not. And I feel a little, part of me feels a little bad about it. I don't really miss driving yet. But then this weekend, yesterday, Sunday, we had a lot of motorcycles on the roads and a lot of cars on the roads. And I guess I'm getting the itch, probably like everybody else.
Yeah, unfortunately, many of the motorcycles were going so fast. I don't understand. I understand the itch. I don't understand the lack of... I was in Sharon between 2 and 4, and... it sounded like Lime Rock on race day, standing down by the cars.
Well, I'm gonna say this carefully and lightly. I do have an issue with big groups of loud motorcycles, and if we're gonna profile motorcycles, a lot of times you're looking at a bunch of Harleys going through our towns. And you know, I live right on one of the main streets here in Lakeville, in the northwest corner. And you know, it's one thing having a loud motorcycle because it's cool and it's iconic, but you don't need to rev it all the way, you know, although those engines don't rev very high. You know, you don't need to make more noise than you need to, and you don't need the radio to be blasting as you're going through towns. And to me, that's just, you know,
and apparently,
quote-unquote locals.
It's almost a... I really didn't understand it. I didn't... It was clearly a group of motorcycles, but each one was going faster. They went, wee, wee. And this isn't a complaint as much as it is, guys, you're driving through a town, you're driving past the town green in Sharon. Do you really not see? And, I mean, okay, the first one, but by the 17th, I was just staggered.
Yeah, well, you know, we have nice roads. I like driving fast myself.
Through a small town?
There's a place to do it, and you know, the reality is public roads are not the place to do it.
Well, even if they were, and even if you all like driving fast, and I say this just as this, when you are driving through a town, I love people, and now you have to know this area, but there is a little town, it's called Lime Rock, Connecticut, and there is a place where the speed limit is 35 miles an hour. I love people who pass me going through town. Cross the double yellow line. It's because either they don't know or they don't know.
Well, that stretch, as we know, is an area where that is normally heavily patrolled, and it's certainly not the place to be speeding. Speaking of which, I was reading on a side note here, the number of speeding tickets has increased dramatically nationwide as the number of cars on the roads has decreased, and there's a crazy number of speeding tickets for speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour. So there really is, and this touches to safety too. I think there's, you know, this sense of false safety, if you will, having less people on the roads, the people who are on the roads tend to think they own them, and that, you know, that can lead to some not so good consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to the fact that do you think that the virtuality will maintain as people?
It's an interesting question, and you know, as we are into week 4 or 5 of a bunch of virtual racing series. There are a lot of events, and there's a lot of comments, and there's a lot of negative feedback as well. One NASCAR driver lost his sponsor. Another one was fired for using language that no one should be using at any time in public and using it on the air. This weekend in the IndyCar series, several drivers were accused of putting other drivers in the wall. So I don't know where this is going. Having a vested interest in the virtual motorsports, if we can call motorsports anything virtual, call them motorsports. I hope the industry, the simulation racing industry, survives this just peak that we are having now. I can tell you that we cannot find equipment. I'm looking for hardware for some of my customers, and there's nowhere anybody. There are no, steering wheels, pedal kits, simulator rigs, components cannot be found on the market these days. And there's just there's an increase in demand, and obviously supply chains have been impacted by the coronavirus. So it's a little bit frustrating, but I've been spending a lot of time driving virtual cars, yes. That's the short answer.
All right, and apparently other people have as well. But sooner or later, you do believe that you are going to want to get back into a real car?
Oh,
a
yeah.
Non-virtual car?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, it's time to start looking for, this is the season we start looking for, toy cars or, the non-essential, everyday SUV. And, I keep looking at, I have been now for a few weeks. My new favorite website is bringatrailer.com, and I know we've talked about it briefly, but I keep bringing up the no reserve pages and looking at cars that are on the market now and available at auction. And there are a bunch of cars. You go, oh, I want this one. Oh, this reminds me. I'm looking at the 1977 AMC Gremlin that looks in good shape. I mean, that reminds me of my childhood.
Now, I hated that car.
I'm not about to put an offer on the Gremlin, but it does make me smile.
Right. No, and I believe that there is life. I believe that there is life out there. Again, if the vehicular activity yesterday was anything to go by, and yesterday was just a beautiful day in May.
Yep.
Lockdown notwithstanding, or whatever we want to call it, sheltering. People are definitely going to want to be out and about, and I. Presumably, you can I'm just trying to understand. Some people still wear their masks in their. It's funny. It divides into two groups: the people who wear their masks in their cars when they're with themselves, which is baffling, and then the people who are paying no attention whatsoever and congregating in very closely, despite any signs imprecation. Please, they don't care. I would love it if there was some sort of middle.
Well, and I try to be the middle guy, if you will. I think wearing your mask in the car is totally ridiculous. On the other hand, if you've just come out of a, let's say, a store, and you don't, and for some reason you have not cleaned your hands,
that's different.
Down.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who suit up to drive in their own cars, and I'm not talking about Paul Newman.
You don't need to do that.
No, you don't. It's not. It's not anywhere that you need
now,
to because you're with yourself.
Right now, I do. We do realize, and bringing cars into service shops and things like that. When this whole thing came out a few weeks ago. I was reading articles that confirmed what I thought for a long time, is that cars are the grossest place you can find. Steering wheels are just absolutely repulsive as far as being a collection of all sorts of nasty stuff. And I drive a lot of cars, other people's cars, and you know, I've always made it a point of, you know, wiping down cars before and after. You know, and that's not a very well-known fact, but I'll say it publicly now. I like clean cars.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, and again, people have to do what they are comfortable with, but they're we sort of alluded to it earlier. You know, it would be helpful if it were, you know, consonant with reality. For example, small town on green, do you have to rev your motorcycle and drive through it at 65 miles an hour? What if a little dog comes crossing the road? You know, it's like, please. And again, sure, wipe it down, do what you need to do to feel comfortable, but understand that there is sort of a middle.
Yeah.
Total divergence, before getting on to whatever topic you'd like to discuss. I have been carrying this around for a few months now, because there was, and this is a Tesla thing, and there was a system problem, again, in a crash that was pretty major.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, what is the reporting like on that? I mean, is it something that's, for example, like a plane crash, you know, there are zillions of flights today, and, you know, it's anomalous, or is there, or has there been a problem with that sort of thing?
I honestly, in recent weeks, I have not followed the sometimes controversial reports on causes of crashes, and specifically Tesla crashes or crashes that involve the Tesla's autopilot. It's been in the back of my mind, but I'm always very cautious when it comes to causes of accidents. You know, there's a cause, and then there's what's often referred to as or technically referred to as a contributing factor. And, you know, speed, for instance, is often listed as a contributing factor. So speed makes things worse, or speed associated with other factors does create a problem. There was a failing of the Tesla autopilot, and we've talked about this weeks ago, here in southern Connecticut, where a Tesla rammed into the back of a police trooper on I-95 down in or around Norwalk. And, you know, what was the cause? Yeah, yes, the flashing lights probably made it so that the system was not able to work. At the same time, the driver was not looking in the front of the road, was turning around and looking at his dog in the back seat. So what is the cause of the crash? The Tesla system or the driver looking in the back? Again, autopilot is just an aid to driving. It's not a substitute for, you know, a driver actually paying attention and driving the car.
Do you know that I think we're actually going to have less trouble with that when people come out again?
Because when what? Excuse me?
When people come out again? Because they've been so over-virtualized that I'm not kidding.
We have been over-virtualized. Yes, that is true. And we're probably going to enjoy driving our cars again.
Yeah.
Which is great. And then I think we're also going to realize that we want simpler cars. And, you know, now we look at the bigger picture of the auto industry and where it has been going or where it had been going and where it's going now. There's a rude awakening. You know, cars have become extremely complex, extremely sophisticated, and to Robin's point, if he were here to make it, you know, simpler is oftentimes, you know, better, and some of these things are good from a safety standpoint, but yeah, we want to drive cars. I mean, I want to drive cars. And I think we're going to drive a lot of cars. And there are optimistic views out there as far as the auto industry is concerned, in the sense that public transportation is going to be like, I don't think so, not so much. Do I really want to get on a bus or an airplane after pandemic, you know, when we recover from this, there's going to be a resurgence in personal transportation, or at least that's some of the optimism out there.
Yeah, I would think so. I just wonder if various companies are tooled for it. I'm sort of being mildly facetious, because I'm sure you have seen that every single advert, if you've been watching any television at all, which most people have, every single advert from during this unprecedented slash difficult slash uncertain slash time is pretty much the same, and starts with pretty much the same somber piano music. And I'm just wondering, because of the, let's call it herd mentality instead of herd immunity, what is going to happen, because an entire generation was pretty much told that they were only going to ride share, they were never going to drive again themselves, and their cars were basically going to be driven virtually from the cloud. I'm being, obviously, once again...
You know, it'll be interesting. I don't know where this is going. We could see what George. I mean, I'm going on a side note now, and you know, I was just looking at what different DMVs are doing, and I apologize. I'm you know, stepping sideways here. And in Georgia right now, anybody can get a driver's license without having to pass a road test. You know, there are certain requirements still. But basically, you can get a driver's license without having to pass a road test. Let that sink in. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm not sure it's a great idea. But let's see how many people, young people, you know, go for it. But you're right. I mean, I don't know where ride sharing is going. I don't know where public transportation. I mean, we know airplanes are parked, right? The whole airline industry is upside down. And we know the car industry is, you know, at a halt. I mean, a lot of manufacturers are restarting production.
I believe May 18th is the restart.
Yes, here, but in Europe they've started.
Right.
European factories, I think Peugeot, Renault, Daimler-Benz are starting slowly today.
And Chinese started, I believe, or Asian started some weeks ago.
Yeah,
so.
You know, and there's some bright news. I mean, optimistic news. But it is the Chinese market seems to be recovering, and it's a good indication of what we can expect in the future. If our recovery goes the same way. And speaking of Chinese market, there is a new Tesla fighter in China coming out now, a competitor to the Tesla Model 3 called the XPeng. And it seems, it looks good from the few pictures I've seen. It's coming out in June, and it's got a range that is about 60 or 70 miles greater than the Tesla Model 3's range. So is that car coming to the U.S. market? Who knows?
Right.
The relationships with China is a little
dodgy right this sec. Quick question about that. Sure. And about did you pay any attention, or did you see anything about the Elon Musk moment at the weekend or just before, where he seemed, I missed it except for it sounded a little bit Musket.
No. Short answer, no, I did not. But fill me in.
It just knocked a fair amount off the highly over... I should just say expensive Tesla shares.
Yeah, I know.
By like $14
billion.
Every so often, and we've talked about this before, but every so often he does something, and I'm never sure whether it's for the publicity or because he's just, you know, an interesting kind of guy.
I think he's an awkward, interesting type of guy, okay? Does he do it for, does he? Some of the things he does or says, are they for publicity stunts, or are they more even, you know, calculated moves? I don't know. I think that's D, all of the above. I just look at the company and I look at the car. I still think the product is amazing. You know, but there is going to be more competition coming his way. But yeah, we'll have to see.
As always, especially when it comes to that. But I think that there is a big. This is no news flash that we are in a big we'll see moment. But I suspect that cars will be a more interesting is the wrong word. I think people will be more comfortable in their own cars going places. And
absolutely,
I suspect that. You know that there's room for some sort of renaissance for those who were just had essentially written off. We don't need this. We're just going to be sharing it. I actually think there's going to be a fundamental rethink. And if I were in the trend business, that's what I would be looking for.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that seems to be the consensus about you know, analysts in the industry. You know, how we get there is going to be interesting because, you know, Ford and GM are still burning cash you know, like there's no tomorrow, and still wondering if there is a tomorrow. I mean, Ford lost $2 billion in the first quarter. They're expecting to lose up to $5 billion in the second quarter, you know, and Ford and GM have both gone and extended, you know, they've gotten additional credit lines to the tune of $15 billion. So how they use the money is going to be critical in how they shape their future.
Yeah, and unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what you like in your news feed. Since most journalists are more interested in reporting after the fact rather than whether it's being retooled for something more, I think you have to be an analyst for that. We're not going to know until later, whereas for you could very well find out, at least in one of Robin's periodicals, that they are retooling and they are expecting such and such, and maybe they're bringing back the XYZ. I'm making it up, but...
Yes, and it's going to be interesting to see what new cars, you know, new cars, new models have launch dates have been postponed. I think there's only been one model that's been totally shelved, and that's an electric SUV that Lincoln was going to bring to market based on the Rivian platform, which was, you know, far-fetched to begin with, but we'll have to see. I mean, the size of the market has shrunk by 50%. I mean, that's where we are today. April sales, by all accounts, are down 50%.
Easy, I would think.
And you know, when we get things moving again, first we have to get people into dealerships. Dealerships have to move the product on the lots. And then new product has to come in, and then, you know, get in the pipeline. Production's got to restart. It's going to be interesting. I mean, yes, I think it's going to. In the long term, it'll be good for the for cars.
And in the short term, it'll give us something to talk about. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.